Cumulus Broadcasting is proud to present the only show of its kind in the Fox Valley designed to inform you on how to go green, live green, and save green. Welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union, naturally a better financial. Here's your host, Bill Schultz.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, as once again we take a closer look at maybe a business that you'd be interested in over the next 6 months to a year or next week, because what we want to do is give you information. This is all about education. We first off want to thank Evergreen Credit Union, our sponsor for the show each and every week. Want to thank them very much for sponsoring the show. And so that kind of ties in with what we're going to be talking about a little bit today, because you're talking about a purchase, you're talking about an investment, but you might need some help with that. And that's where Evergreen Credit Union can come in. But first off, we want to talk to our guest today, and he's been on before, George Jacob, project manager of Dowling Construction. George, good seeing you. How you doing?
Not too bad, Bill.
Now, let's talk a little bit about this time of year, because we're in March, soon April here, and building homes are really difficult this time of year. Are you guys building homes this time of year?
Yes.
You are. A lot of people say, well, that's impossible. And, you know, we go through a little bit about what Dowling Construction does, and want you let people know that you, how your homes are constructed.
Our homes are built in a facility. They're built the same as a site-built home. They are built by UDC code, constructed in the same manner. We use the same type of materials that a site-built home would be used in. And so that's being built inside.
So everything from the home, we talk about everything being built inside. You're not talking just like the framework here. You're talking about a lot of other things, too. What is actually built indoors?
Basically everything.
Everything.
The whole house is completed indoors. There's very little bit that has to be done on site. The nice part about it, you don't have to worry about the weather, the elements. Your house never gets wet. You don't have to worry about your deck getting mold on it or any other type of thing. And we can build the same type of homes that you see driving around your neighborhood.
And I think that's the big point, is a Dowling Construction home is no different than any other home being built. Because a lot of people, I think, just put in that mentality that it's a mobile home, or it's a home that really has a lot of built terribly, and it's not. It's one of the best.
Wisconsin Homes is the best modular home facility out there.
So how do you get it there? What is the story of, okay, you're building it indoors in this huge facility, and now the home put together there at the facility, or is it in pieces? What happens?
It's in modules.
Okay.
And it comes in modules. Modules can be different various sizes. And depending on the size of your home, you know, you might have two modulars or you might have 30. You know, I mean, if you want to go that big of a house.
Okay.
When you see a two-story home and you know, well, that couldn't be modular. Yes, it is. You know, a lot of them are, and you don't even know it.
The other thing about your homes, the modular homes, is they think it's on just a flat basement. There's no base. There is a basement. There's a full basement, right?
Yes, most people do a full basement. Some people obviously can't do a full basement if they're, you know, right on the lake or something like that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Water levels and things like
but
that.
But you have the capability of doing that.
Yes.
And you're putting the frame on a sturdy structure of some type.
Well, yeah, there is no frame.
Okay.
You know, the structure comes off of a carrier,
mm-hmm,
and gets set right onto a foundation.
There's down no on the foundation.
Yeah.
Foundation, okay. Now, when we were talking off the air about it, you in 2016, Dowling Construction got quite a bit of accolades here from the Focus on Energy New Homes program. Talk about that a little bit.
We run all our homes through Focus on Energy, basically to see how we're doing, if our homes are being energy efficient, and what we can do to make things better. And through 2016, in the northeast corner, we've had the most energy-efficient homes.
Now, that's over every home that's being homes that are being built, companies that build homes? Is that how
all the homes that people are having tested?
Okay.
Through Focus. Through Focus, did the best in the northeast corner on homes being built.
So you're getting Focus on Energy to come in and test your homes.
Yes.
And there, I imagine, there's some contractors who don't even have that done.
Right.
And we can leave it to the imagination as to why they don't get it done. Probably because it's not that energy efficient.
It could be. It could, you know, I can't speak for every contractor out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of contractors that do a good job, but, you know, as far as we want to see how we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the homeowners 99% of the time are there when they come in and do a blower door test and a duct leak test and run around with infrared camera, you know, and check, make sure there's no air leakage.
Dowling Construction with us, George Jacob, project manager. The number over there is 235-8021, 235-8021. When you are building these homes, I guess that jumps back to building indoors, because can you build them tighter because they are built indoors?
Yes, they are tighter. For the simple fact, we build from the inside out. And so that being said, you know, all the boxes and things like that, your light boxes, we can insulate around, caulk up a lot easier than you can on a site-built home.
Mm-hmm.
Then also the sheeting on the outside is also glued and nailed, so you actually have another barrier there. Of course, your Tyvek and all that type of stuff, it, you know, comes along with it.
You know, and that's one thing that I realized since we've been working together, and I walk around or drive around different places where homes are being built, and I especially over the last few months, and you see in the dead of winter, and snow and rain and wind, hail, all these kind of things, there's no protection for these sites, obviously, when they're being built, and it's got to do damage to the homes. I guess I just don't get that. I mean, why would you not want to have it built indoors?
I don't know why anybody would want to do a site-built home. I've done a lot of the site-built homes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got introduced to MOD, I was like, I don't want to work on some junk like that, you know, because yeah. I was thinking the same mentality a lot of people do, that it's a trailer house.
Yeah.
And they, you know, basically begged me to come over and look at it to see if I would do the work on it. And I went over and all I was doing was adding a garage. And after walking around for about 10 minutes, I seen that everything is exact same as a site-built home. So I had no problem working on it.
Oh. So when let's go back to the Focus on Energy. What do they do? What kind of test are they doing here? First off, do they test the home when the home is actually done, or they go through different stages of it being put together? How does that all work?
Yes, basically Focus will go out and watch the home being built, how they're doing it, just like they would on a site-built home. You know, they go out and at different stages of building, they go out and see how things are being put together. And then they also come to the site after we're done, and they do a blower door test and duct leakage. And
for people who don't know blower door test, what's happening there?
Basically, they take your front door off, and they have this tent-looking material that they suck all the air out of your house. And that's hooked up to a computer that shows how much air leakage is coming out of the home.
Okay.
And we always have the lowest air leakage by far.
So how does that translate to people who are thinking, okay, you do the blower door test, it tests well, what does that mean for me?
Well, what that means for you is, imagine having a, say, a 1,900 square foot home. And this is just going off of people that we've done houses for. So one fellow was 1,600 square feet, and for 11 months of the year, along with the LP hot water heater, he was at $341. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And then talking to some other folks, I think their house was 1,800 or something like that square feet. Natural gas, same thing. They're heating their hot water heater also, and $40 a month through the winter.
Hmm. So the way you built, you just mentioned different types of fuel there. Does it make any difference in your mind what fuel source they use?
Well, obviously, natural gas is always cheaper than LP,
mm-hmm.
But that's just, if somebody can have natural gas, obviously they're going to hook up to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't, efficiency-wise, no.
I know, too, when you were, we've talked before about what you use in the basement area, if there is a basement area, you usually, and I don't know if it's this is always, you use insulated concrete forms. Is that pretty much a practice that you use?
I try to talk people into it. That's where you can get your...
Talk about that a little bit. What is that?
If you do an ICF basement, it's it makes your basement insulation a 25, which is really good.
Okay.
I mean, where's most of your cold? It's down there on the ground.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you have cold above ground too, so we want to get into that. But, with an ICF basement, doing a R25 in it, and say if you wanted to upgrade some of the insulation in the home from a 19 to a 23, or say if you wanted to do a closed cell foam, you can do that. And then I always suggest to do a 1-inch foam on the outside of the house, which, it doesn't add a tremendous amount of cost. But if you're looking at, like the one gentleman that had the $341 for the 11 months, he said his house cost him $4,000 before.
Wow.
So if you look at that savings, he pretty much paid for it in 1 year.
Right.
It was, a little bit of upgrade. So the rest of it is pretty much clear sailing the rest of his life.
So you're insulating the basement. Then you've got a home that's built indoors that you can really insulate better than you could on site. And you put it together on the lot, on top of the basement, and you've got an insulated basement plus a tight insulated house. Your energy bills are awesome, and thus mm-hmm. the awards.
Yep.
Wow, that is incredible. Again, the number is 235-8021, 235-8021. Dowling Construction, George Jacob, project manager with us. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk about other things that you need to be aware about with these modular homes, and how you can actually get one as soon as you possibly can, because it can happen that fast with Dowling Construction. We'll be back. Welcome back. Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. Our guest today is Dowling Construction, George Jacob, project manager. And George, you are on the sites all the time with these. So you see how this is done. What can you tell people about what you guys do compared to maybe what other, you know, typical contractors do, but also even maybe some other people in the modular home business, what they do? What do you do?
As far as a company, what we do different than a lot of people is we'll take care of the project from start to finish.
Yeah.
Okay, a lot of people, they won't, you know, you go get your own subs and all that type of thing, and a lot of people don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, a lot of people don't even know what they're getting into, you know. I'm not a radio guy. I wouldn't even know how to turn that thing on.
Right.
So, you know, I wouldn't expect you to know what you'd need to do next on your home. Yeah. So it's that's one of the big things that people really like. The other thing that people see a lot when they come to see us is the quality of our homes. You know, the homes are put together well. The end package, everybody is happy. That's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to see that person as he's working wherever, or see him in the grocery store and not have to run the other way. I can go up and shake his hand and we can talk, you know?
Yeah.
So that's the other thing is, you know, being personable with people.
Well, and we were going to talk here after the break here about the process. The process that I find interesting is the homeowner or the future homeowner can get involved as much as they want in this project. Where, again, going back to the image of the modular homes, it's like, oh, it's cookie cutter. It's done this way, it's done this way, it's done this way. You got like two choices. And everybody's home looks the same. Not true with Dowling Construction. Talk about that.
No, every home, we have a lot of different floor plans on our website. Some of them are homes that people have built, plans showing those. And pretty much, it's pretty much endless what we can do. You find a floor plan that, this one will work, but I don't like the kitchen or whatever. We can draw that plan up for you and make it exactly the way you want. We can pop you into that floor plan, and you can walk around inside your house, get a feel for how much room you have between the couch and the, chair and all that type of stuff. See if you have enough counter space to make those cookies that you want to make, at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
Get into every detail to make sure that when you walk in your house that you're absolutely in love with it.
Well, and I find it interesting, too, that, you have that image, or the modular home business has the image of it's always got to be the same, but you handle things just like any other contractor would, in that you want people to take pictures. Or bring in a magazine. I want my living room to look like this. Mm-hmm. I want my lighting to look like this. Wherever they get their ideas from to build their home, you handle it the same way as I'll call it a high end contractor would. Correct?
Yes.
There's no limits.
There's no limits. As far as different cabinetry and all that type of stuff, we can make whatever you want. You have that fireplace and you want to have a entertainment center built into it, behind some glass doors and things like that. Sure, we can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Some specialty built-ins, we can do that too. Definitely, the sky's the limit. If you bring in, a lot of people do, they bring in all kinds of pictures off of Pinterest and, course, all those ideas cost money.
See, I didn't even think you knew what Pinterest was, George. So you're impressing me right now.
I hear about Pinterest every day. And I get a lot of pictures from people with Pinterest stuff, which there's a lot of cool things on there.
Oh, definitely. You know,
definitely.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of good ideas that, you know, if I'm too old to get new ideas, well, I guess I better quit.
Yeah, that's right. George Jacob, project manager of Dowling Construction, again, 235-8021. When you're sitting with people, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who go, I don't know where to start. Is that where the kind of the floor plans, is that kind of get the idea starters?
Yep. So a lot of times I had some folks in a couple of weeks ago. They didn't know really what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, well, you guys got to talk to me and tell me what you like to do. Do you like to cook? Do you like to, you know, be outside more? Is it, you know, are you more of the type of person who wants to see your house look a certain way on the outside? Do you have kids? Mm-hmm. You know, how many kids do you have?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your lifestyle is going to determine on how I push you towards a certain floor plan.
So instead of the brick and mortar, let's talk about the lifestyle. Let's talk about how they want to live.
Right.
That's cool.
You know, I mean, if you're retired and, you know, I'm only going to have the kids up every once in a while, or I'm going to have the grandkids up all the time with me, well, that's going to tell me, okay, you're going to need some more bedrooms, and you're going to want, you know, a couple bathrooms, and you're going to want, you know, this and want that to make the, you know, the whole home
mm-hmm.
work around everybody. It has to work around everybody.
Yeah. Now, another thing that makes you different than a lot of people is that Dowling Construction can get you started almost immediately. I mean, if someone were to show up tomorrow at your business and said, we're ready to build a home, the process is pretty quick. Talk about that.
It normally is pretty fast. A lot of that depends on the person themselves.
Sure.
But, yes, normally, I mean, I had a fellow come in one time, and he didn't do email at all or didn't have a cell phone. Sent him the quote, you know, through snail mail. He set up another appointment and came in. He said, well, I'm all pre-approved. I'm ready to go. But the floor plan that he gave me originally was just a generic floor plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, is this really what you want to build here? You know, and, well, you don't really like this. And I said, well, let's just draw you up a plan.
Okay.
So, you know, a couple hours later, we had his plan, you know, pretty much all drawn up, working for him. And I said, okay, I'll get an order written up and I'll, you know, see you tomorrow if you want. And he came back in the next day and we had the order written up and we had final plans for him. And he signed off on both of them, got his house built. Obviously, he moved in.
Wow.
So,
George Jacob with us from Dowling Construction, the number 235-8021. How this business has taken off is really been pretty amazing to see, because you were telling me from 2015 to 2016, you have doubled the amount of homes that you are building all over Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
And which is pretty incredible. And some of them very custom built, some of them, like we just said, just kind of the floor plan with a little adjustments. So the world is yours if you're ready to build a home right now.
Yes. I mean, basically anything that you want. Last year we had a house even with an elevator in it and all kinds of weirdness.
Wow. So the creativity from, and I'm bringing this around because you guys are looking for help. You're looking, because of your growing so much, you're looking for help. So if people listening out there, if you know people who are in the contracting business, and maybe, George, you can go into a little bit about what you're looking for, but the creativity is certainly there, where in some businesses it's kind of is cookie cutter business. This really has some creativity to it. What are some of the people you're looking for to hire right now?
Well, if you're looking for a job where you have a little variety,
mm-hmm.
you're not just sitting there framing every day, or you're not just sitting there pouring concrete every day, You know, you want to do a little something different every day, perfect place to work.
Yeah.
If you want somebody that actually cares about you and not just a number on an employee card, perfect place to work.
Terry and Dan, good people.
Good people. They'll take good care of you. You know, the harder that you work, the better that you work, the more that you show us that you're okay, you'll make a few extra dollars.
So from a title standpoint, what are the positions you're looking to fill?
Well, I'd like to have somebody that would be more of a lead out in the field.
Okay.
And then also somebody that knows some drywall work would be excellent.
Do they have to be, like, experienced carpentry, like, you know, 5-10 years?
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it's somebody that actually has a little bit of ambition, not afraid to learn, we can definitely teach you.
So someone who's kind of either new in the trades but has the ambition, like ready to get on the fast track, mm-hmm. somebody who is maybe frustrated in their current position because they can't get on the fast track, and someone who's maybe bored in their position and can't get on the fast track, and also traveling is at a minimum.
Right, right. You don't very, very, very seldom go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's been a couple years ago we were out of town overnight one time.
Okay. So Dolan Construction looking to hire, if you know of someone who's and has that, you know, the capability of really getting into the construction business or in the construction business, have experience, doesn't have as much experience but is ready to make the jump, you can just call them at 235-8021, right?
Yes.
Ask to talk to you or Dan or Terry or
Nicole, yep.
Nicole, okay. So basically anyone who answers the phone.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anybody who answers the phone and say, hey, I heard you're hiring, looking to come in and talk a little bit about my experience, what I'd be doing, seeing if it's a right fit, right?
Perfect. Yep.
Okay. So again, the number is 235-8021. George Jacob, project manager of Dowling Construction, with us today on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight. George, good seeing you. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, brought to you by Evergreen Credit Union. Naturally, a better financial. Listen next week when we spotlight another business and show you ways to go green, live green, and save green. If you would like to be a guest on Answers to Energy Questions Spotlight, please contact Bill Schultz at 920-230-0801.